Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from Paul's letter to the Church of Philippi, Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. And Paul says this, "Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. I remember the signs that were all over the slopes. I'll never forget them. They carried a warning in big, bold black lettering, 'Beware of snow cats.' The signs stood approximately 5 feet high and 8 feet wide. You couldn't miss them. They were large warning signs strategically placed every now and then on the sides of the ski slopes and trails of Buttermilk Mountain in Aspen, Colorado. Linda and Nathan and I were there in Aspen for a week-long vacation years ago. We had ridden on the chairlift up and down the mountain, skied down a number of times already that week, both individually and together. And after 3 days of skiing, and now while I was riding the ski lift to the top of the mountain with our then 10-year-old son, Nathan, he pointed to one of those large warning signs that we could see below and off to the side and asked this question, 'Daddy, have you seen one yet?' 'Seen what, Nathan?' I asked. 'A snow cat.' As we continued to ride the ski lift heading to the top of Buttermilk Mountain, further discussions with my young son revealed that the snow cats he believed the signs were referring to were of the mountain lion, snow leopard, or comparable other dangerous wild cat or lion variety. I stifled the chuckle that began to rise from within and instead explained with a smile that what the signs were actually referring to were the snowplow-like machines that drove up and down the slopes packing down the snow, machines referred to as snowcats. 'Oh,' he breathed, this time with a very deep sigh of relief. But here's the key for us to remember, and which I learned that day from him. Despite my son believing that at any given moment, a mountain lion or a snow leopard could leap out of the trees or bushes while he skied down the slopes, Nathan never stopped going up and down the mountain. He never stopped skiing. Maybe he felt more secure because I was always skiing with him, even though I was usually behind him. Even though I'm not sure I would have had the success that that guy we read about that was attacked by a mountain lion on the slopes recently had, where he was able to kill the animal and save his life. But whatever the reason that Nathan kept skiing, his courage in the face of what would be real danger to him and anyone else taught me a lot that day about the strength and the courage that is within us and available to us to deal with whatever we might face in life. If your journey's been anything like mine so far in 2019, you have probably faced a good-sized share of snowcats already, real or imagined. Whether it was the loss of a loved one, or a much-needed job, or facing an illness you hadn't anticipated, or one you thought was gone until it reared its ugly head again. Perhaps you're still trying to figure out how to help one of your children, or for some of us, help our grandchildren find their way in the world. Maybe you're reflecting on where you are on your life's journey, an unexpected career turn perhaps, a mountain you need help to scale, and wondering just what your real purpose in life was meant to be and what steps toward that you need to take. Having made it through all we faced last year and past years, we stand with 2019 looming before us. How's it going? Face some snowcats already? Facing a year that seems full of uncertainty, but a year jam-packed with unlimited possibility. A year in which you will have the chance to change that one habit you need to change, where you can mend a fence, build a bridge to a relationship, and lift a life that needs lifting. And maybe in the process, find that your life is lifted too. A year where you realize that there is no reason why you can't do whatever it is that you've always dreamed of doing. A year in which you sense God's call on your life in a new and exciting direction, even though it makes you a bit anxious to think about. A year in which you realize that you may not always get where you set out to go, but you need to go anyway and give it all you've got. Or you find out that you may fall short too many times to keep count, or that you have to change directions, but you move on anyway. Because you know in your better moments that in another year, it may be filled to the brim with hope this year, with unlimited potential and possibility just around the next curve of whatever slope you're on. And all that it may take to accomplish things you've only dreamed of up until now is a bit of courage that allows you to keep on skiing, past all the problems, the obstacles, the uncertainties, or other snowcats you will face. And maybe in the process, we will even come to a place where we realize, as the Apostle Paul did when he penned that verse we read a moment ago, that all the courage we will ever need is and always has been available in and through a relationship with Jesus Christ, as Paul reminds us, "For I can do everything," he says, "through Christ who gives me strength." In that, Paul assures us that Christ will provide all the strength we will ever need to do the things which are aligned with the will of God, those things which honor God, things which we seek to do, which God would smile at while we're doing them. The verse has often been misconstrued to suggest it provides the ability to do anything, but that's not what Paul was talking about. But instead, we'll find the strength we need through a life aligned with God through Christ, which tries to live in accordance with God's word and which honors him, where we begin to have the incredible life-changing impact we can and should have. I know some of you are at a crossroads in your life trying to figure out what now. And what's next? Some of you still feel you have to prove yourself, still seeking affirmation you never got when you were younger. But in the midst of whatever we face, trying to figure out our next steps while facing whatever snowcats we are sure to face, we need to remember that God never loses sight of us. The God who has the whole world in his hands sees you, knows your name, and knows your needs. And he knows where he wants you to go, and the life that he wants you to lead. And he calls us to a life of courage with him in the midst of our difficulties, which will leave a lasting legacy, an eternal legacy, in all the lives which our life has crossed and will cross in the years to come. Look, I don't know what mountains or valleys, obstacles or uncertainties you will face in the rest of 2019. I do know, though, that the God who created you, did so for a reason and with a purpose for this particular time and season, fully intending and expecting for you and for me to leave a legacy with our lives which no one else can leave, and to do it with him. And I have learned and believe that the God who flung the stars into the heavens, who put a sparkle in your eye and a spring in your step and a fire in your heart and has all the strength you and I will ever need to help us overcome whatever we might face moving toward all we were meant to be, is there and always will be there to strengthen and guide us to make 2019 a year of eternal significance for you, for me, and all those we meet, and we'll have a chance to help along the way. I don't know what scary snow-capped moments you will face during the rest of the year, but with God nearby, they're never as big or scary as what they appear to be. So here's my suggestion for you when you see a snow-cat on your path. Just keep on skiing. Keep on skiing with the God who is bigger, better, brighter, and braver, leading the way, and who is standing guard along the side of the slopes and providing all the courage and protection you will ever need to do the things he calls you to do. Beware of snowcats, the sign says. Sure, but let God tend to them, and then just keep on skiing with him in the lead. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for the reminder that you are there in the midst of whatever we go through, and you provide us all the strength we will ever need to continue to do your will with you and for others. Thank you for the warning of the example of a 10-year-old little boy who just kept skiing when he thought for sure a snow cat was going to pounce on him at any moment. Thank you for that bravery, that courage. But thank you that he now knows, even though he might have known a little bit then, but he now knows for sure that it's through strength in you that he can continue to keep on skiing, that I can continue to keep on skiing, we all can continue to keep on skiing through all the snow cats we will face, because you will handle those for us and with us, and we will be led by you through it all. Thanks for loving us. In your son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.